pesky progressive change agents at Lake Forest High School. Close on the heels of the progressive boondoggle at New Trier High School, another affluent North Shore high school has its own boondoggle in the offing. Though smaller in scope and far less public than the all-school dogma day at New Trier, the contempt for diverse views, the brazenness of the attempt at censorship, and the presumptuousness of the staff members involved are no less remarkable. Three staff members at Lake Forest High School in Lake Forest, Illinois, sent an email to the entire staff with this message, and I quote, "Hi, everyone. We wanted to let you know the specific topic of our individual professional development session this week, titled, Moving Beyond Safe, Affirming Our Students' Diverse Identities. Studies, as well as the words of our actual students, tell us that students need teachers to intervene when they witness anti-LGBTQ language or behavior and to step in when heteronormativity is being promoted. So this week we will focus on different methods and techniques for interrupting and stepping up. We hope you'll consider joining. Signed, John, Dan, and Deborah Ann." End quote. For those unfamiliar with all the rhetorical inventions of sexual subversives, heteronormativity is their term to denote the belief that the human species is binary, that is, that there are two sexes, and that heterosexual activity is the normal, natural, and preferable form of human sexual activity. Further, in the world of progressivism, heteronormativity is bad. So what John Wanninger, Dan, and Deborah Ann Reamer seek to do is to have the entire staff, faculty, and administration step in and interrupt students who express the view that the human species is composed of two sexes and that homoerotic activity is not normal, natural, good, or moral. In other words, these three government employees, affirmers of diversity and agents of change, seek to use this government school to censor speech. They seek not merely to censor epithets and obscenity, but to censor the expression of ideas with which they disagree. This trio of tricksy little devils, John, Dan, and Deborah Ann, urge staff to step in and interrupt as a way to promote safety as defined by those with micron-thin skins easily punctured by microaggressions. In their ideologically insular, that is, non-diverse world, the only way to feel safe is to prohibit the expression of any speech that makes them feel bad. But if safety can be achieved only through banning expressions of moral propositions, are all expressions of moral propositions going to be banned at Lake Forest High School? Or are just moral propositions that John, Dan, and Deborah Ann dislike going to be banned? And what if someone feels unsafe by John, Dan, and Deborah Ann's criticism of heteronormativity? Can that person step in and interrupt them? Who will be the arbiter of what constitutes banned promotions of heteronormativity? If a student expresses opposition to sexually integrated locker rooms and restrooms, will John step in and interrupt her? If a student expresses the view that marriage has a nature central to which is sexual differentiation, will he step in and interrupt her? What if a student were overheard saying that he thinks homoerotic activity undermines human flourishing? After John, Dan, and Deborah Ann recover from the vapors, will they frantically step in and interrupt? But are students who identify as homosexual in reality unsafe if they hear the expression of a moral proposition with which they disagree? Or are they uncomfortable? If the Lake Forest community believes the civil expression of moral or ontological propositions with which someone may disagree actually makes dissenters unsafe, then they must ban the expressions of all moral and ontological propositions. In a public school setting, it is not only unjustifiable but dangerous to ban only some. Let's not forget that neither love for persons nor acceptance of persons nor commitments to safety and inclusivity require affirmation of everything they feel, believe, or do. The first signatory on the email is John Wanninger, an English and theater teacher who is also the sponsor of the extracurricular LGBTQ club called Alliance, which promotes the affirmation and celebration of homosexuality and gender confusion and condemns heteronormativity. In an interview last September with the student newspaper, Wanninger, who was inspired 7 years ago to reboot the defunct homosexual club, describes his many efforts to use his taxpayer-funded job to promote his assumptions about homosexuality. And I quote, "First, the question, what are some LGBT ally events?" Wanninger's answer, "National Ally Week is sponsored by a group named GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. They have all kinds of stuff on their website about activities, and they have a social media presence. This week, they are doing a hashtag My Allies thread where LGBT students are explaining why their allies are important to them. October is actually LGBT History Month to celebrate known and lesser-known influential people who you may or may not know were LGBTQ identified throughout history and some of their contributions. In April is the Day of Silence, which is sponsored by GLSEN. That always happens in the middle of April. That has grown a lot for us as well. The next question, tell me about the conference in D.C. What is one takeaway that you found to be impactful on your role at Lake Forest High School? His answer, the conference was amazing. It was called the GSA Gay Straight Alliance Advisors, and it was sponsored by GLSEN along with the NEA, the National Education Association, which is the National Teachers Union. I was one of 38 people who got to go. It was a lot of really powerful sharing. I also just bonded a lot with people who are trying to do what I am trying to do, which is make school safer for everyone. And the final question from the student, do you have any inspirational or insightful thoughts you want to say? Wanninger's answer, my work with Alliance and other aspects of the LGBT community of our school is just an offshoot of why I am in this profession. End quote. It seems Wanninger's professional goals are inextricably linked to the sexuality ideology of the left. Before anyone from the government steps in and interrupts me, I'm going to express my view that Lake Forest community members should step in and interrupt John, Dan, and Deborah Ann before their approach to controversial issues takes root and like a weed overtakes the pedagogical commitments of Lake Forest High School. Oh, and while they're at it, they should take a close look, a very close look at the professional development offerings provided at taxpayer expense on late arrival days, institute days, and in summer workshops.